Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from a beautiful chapter of Psalms 23, and especially verses 2 and 3. But I would like to read the entire psalm for you because it really blesses our souls and we are well acquainted with that. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." What a beautiful psalm out of an experience of a shepherd boy, David, who ultimately turned out to be a great king in Israel. My dear brothers and sisters, there are three qualities of a sheep. Number one, a sheep is humble. Number two, sheep listens to the voice of the master. Number three, sheep always live with other sheep and within the pen, and they live in order. It's very important that these qualities are found in us, because that is what is the local church all about. We are the sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our good shepherd. He puts us under the under shepherds in the local body of Christ, and he desires that you will be together, huddling together, walking in humility, listening to the voice of the master. And that's the quality that we need to inculcate in our lives as a sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord said that my sheep heareth my voice. And today, as we sit in his presence, as we meditate upon his word, may we be the sheep that will hear the voice of our master. And the voice of Jesus will lead us besides the still waters and green pastures. In this psalm, it's beautiful. It says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me besides the still waters. Why still waters and green pastures? Because the rushing waters can put fear in the sheep's heart. And therefore, God takes us besides the still waters. The Bible says in the book of Psalm that be still and know that I am your God. I will be exalted in your midst. Hallelujah. Be still and know. Have faith and know. Trusting the Lord and his promises, know in your spirit that God is with you. Even you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, the Bible records. Because he is with you, and his rod and his staff, they comfort you. My dear brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter. You have been surrounded by enemies. God will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. He will anoint your head with oil. He will cause his glory and power to rest upon you. Amen. And then say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Hallelujah. There's not a single day in your life that the goodness and mercy of Jesus is not following you. Hallelujah. And then the psalmist says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I pray that the same Psalm 23 will become a reality to you this day, and your life will never be the same. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, I pray, enable us to be a good sheep of our good shepherd, who is humble, who is led by you, who is listening to the voice of its master. And I pray that our lives will be transformed in the name of Jesus. Today, Lord, as your flock step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, Lord, I pray you will lead them besides the still waters and green pastures. You will comfort them, bless them, grant them the wisdom and understanding. Make them, O Father God, a sheep that heareth your voice at all times, and they will never be deceived by the voices of the world. And I thank you for that, O Master. You will keep them from any chaos, any turmoil, any trouble, in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray that you will bless them and enlarge their territory, increase their borders, and grant them favor. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health. Lord, I release your victory. I release your healing. I release your power of the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, even right now, their bodies will be healed. Their minds will be aligned to the Word of God. And Father, that they will, oh Father, experience the healing of Jesus flowing into their bodies right now, right here, in Jesus' name. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.